This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom is having an affair. Mom having an affair. Hi. I am 25 male. Old to Reddit. New to this sub. New account for obvious reasons, as my family and friends are added to my other ID. So. My mom, female 46, is having an affair with her bestie. Let's call him Trevor, male 38. He's single, by the way. My dad works in a faraway city, so he's home rarely or once in a few months. He's verbally and emotionally overwhelming. I never had a connection with him for this. He also verbally abuses my mom, not physically. She never had this connection or loved him. I moved out of my place 3 years back after I got a job in a city as an accountant. My mom and Trevor grew up together, and he was her best friend from childhood. Last week, I came in as a surprise visit in my home. I have extra key. I came home and she was in bed with Trevor. I won't go into details, but it was hurtful. He rushed out. I had a heart-to-heart convo with my mom that night. She was remorseful. I had to find out this way. It's been going on for 2 years. She told me she loved him and apparently wants a divorce from my dad. She was honest about it. I can see she really is into Trevor. She's honestly a great mom and even a better individual. I know what she did was wrong, and she has her reasons. To spend the life with someone you don't love is more like a punishment. I asked her why didn't she told me if she wanted a divorce. She mentioned she didn't want me to hate her. I gave her my support in case of divorce. Told her I didn't see anything and I am going to keep quiet. During and after divorce, she can move in with me. Trevor can come to visit us, too. I live alone. Trevor avoided coming home or reaching out to me in this time. But I asked him to talk, and we had another heart-to-heart convo. He told me he really loved Mom and is sorry for what he did. He has always been a father figure to me. I told him I understand, and if my mother wants a divorce, I am with her. Trevor also lets me know he wants to plan something for my mom's upcoming birthday. He wants to make it special now that I know too. Just the three of us. I told him I needed time to think about it. Which brings me here. I am honestly pretty much conflicted right now. Trevor is definitely a great guy, and my mom is a great person too. I never had a connection with my father, but he is still my father no matter what. I just need some advices to work on. She is going to file for divorce in January as soon as I get my and Trevor gets his finances in order to support her. Few other things to be noted: we are not from US. Dad is a kind person at times, but is an alcoholic and verbally abuses me and Mom to this day. I don't know if I am doing the correct thing. I lived with my mom. Witnessed both of them. My mom loves Trevor. Their chemistry is good and she is happy with him. I know this started off rough and wrong as an affair and I should tell my dad, but it's going to ruin us as a family regardless. I am very much conflicted, hence put up the post in here. I really don't know the rules in here. As a matter of fact, I found out about this sub just a day ago and thought it would provide me some advice. I have another ID, but created another specifically for this to preserve my privacy. I'd try to answer every question if you guys have. Please be genuine. I am really in a conflicted position. Pardon if my post is wrong. First update. This is probably an odd place for me to ask, but I am really in a conflicted position and someone directed me here, so here I am. I posted my story on sub. My mom is having an affair with her best friend. It was Mom's birthday last week. Trevor, the affair partner, had an idea for us to spend at a hotel. They actually checked in with a false name, addressing them as couple. You know the rest. We spent the evening together. Trevor brings her cake. Dad never did this. It felt warm. though I am not trying to interfere in my mom's private life or my parents' marriage. I can't but feel bothered. I want to tell Dad about the affair. But then again, he was unavailable most of his time, long hours or work in another city, and is verbally abusive. I've never seen my mom happy like this with an affair partner. Long story short, we had the talk. They want to go legit and mom wants to start the divorce process now. Not in January, as I've mentioned before. I have a lot to say, but I don't know if I should. I am clinging on to her happiness and the marriage. She wants to divorce Dad and marry Trevor. I understand that. But damn, seeing your parents' marriage being broken down like this hits you. I want to spend personal time with mom, but it seems Trevor can't get enough of her. They're comfortable kissing around me. Whenever I try to talk, they just shut me down. I am just been here in town for a few days for my work purpose, otherwise I would have left. It hurts. Any advice or something, please? I am conflicted in my own thoughts. Second update. Signed and gone legit. An update and questions. Never have I seen my mom happy like this before. I don't know if many of you remember me. Backstory is in my profile. I don't know why I am even posting this all of a sudden. Mate event, but hear me out. So after my last post, mom and I sorted out finances. Luckily, due to COVID, my flight got delayed further because the company I was supposed to work into ran into some minor trouble, so I still worked from home for them as a software programmer and still got paid regardless of going there. I paid some of my payment to mom's account and we filed for divorce. When mom told Dad, he was surprisingly quiet but then exploded like he used to. Verbally abusing, but for the first time. Mom stood up to him. They got into an argument, but ultimately Dad had to concede to my mom wanting divorce. It was somewhat consensual, and even though Dad was against it, everything had to be split in half. It was finalized within 7 weeks, which was surprising as our lawyers told us it would take 6 weeks at maximum, but regardless, so they were divorced by the end of December itself. Mom moved in with me after Dad bought her half of his house. The day when they got divorced, Mom was crying. When I asked her about it, she told me I won't understand. I didn't press her on this matter, but I think it's one of those times where after so many years together, you have affection for them regardless of how they treat you. Trevor called me and told me he won't be coming because he wanted to give my mom space first. I respect him for that, so they meet after a week. New Year's was tremendously good for mom. As I moved out and she had the house to herself and Trevor, they had the best New Year, that's what she told me. I visited my dad. During divorce, he needed my help as I was tech savvy to see if mom was having an affair. I told him I would. I turned a blind eye to mom's socials and stuffs. He wasn't nearby, deleting whatever was left. He never found out about affair, so yeah. Mom is having the best time of her life with Trevor. Actually, they're planning on getting married, but it's too soon for that, so it's obviously gonna take a while. I feel somewhat bothered, not good, not bad, but still that mom is spending her time right in my place with Trevor, as you can guess, but it's her life. I am happy for them. Trevor thanked me for helping them out and mom told me she loves me for being a wonderful son to her. Honestly, the smile, the chemistry she has with Trevor is everything I need to see. She's a great mom and I am proud of her. This is it. But I do have some questions. 1. How long to wait to let cat out of the bag? Trevor and mom wants to get married, but we are in a conservative society, so that would certainly raise question. 2. A lot has since happened and mom wants to go on a vacation somewhere. Trevor's birthday is coming up too. So should I plan something for them? Will it be awkward for me if I say it so? 3. How can I help my father more? To be honest, after divorce, not much has changed for him. He's as usual. Not a bit changed or hurt. Still works long hours, but in fact I see him working out sometimes and chopping woods. It might be a way to vent out frustrations or anger management, but is there a way I can help him out? For I don't know if it's normal, but during second marriages, or couples who went legit? Did you invite your friends and family? I want to know if that's possible. Thank you. I apologize for this long post. I don't know if I did the right thing. I just wanted to see my mom happy. So please, I hope you guys won't judge me. Many of you said it wasn't my business at all. But I think it was. I am her son and I knew she was having an affair. If anyone were to find out, I would have been the one to lose both my mother and father. So please don't hate me for interfering. Everyone has their perspective. That divorce seemed to happen pretty quick. Only 7 weeks. Curious where they live. Yeah. When he said, which was surprising after saying 7 weeks. I was thinking, holy shit, yeah, surprising, that's fast, and then he says it should have taken 6 maximum. I've never heard of it happening that fast, especially during COVID. They did say they aren't from the United States, but didn't disclose where they are from. I imagine divorce is a faster process wherever original poster is. I find it so weird that original poster had loyalty to his dad. Who he admits is overwhelming and awful. Some people's normal meter gets broken. Mine was and still is to some degree. That's a good way of describing it. I've been in counseling for years and I still have serious problems with relationships and definition. Better but. Kind of a crap show. You know. Oh, I unfortunately know. My mother is a mentally unwell basket of hornets. I'm confused as to why the mom has to stay in her 25-year-old son's house. Shouldn't the affair partner boyfriend have his own place she can stay at? And why is the son so involved in his mom's life? Like, why would he feel like he needs to plan a vacation for them? He mentioned in the update that it's a conservative country and that merely coming out about the relationship at all would have issues. Yeah. I don't imagine the people around them would react well if she immediately moved in with her affair partner. That makes a little more sense, but I think the son is way too enmeshed in his mom's personal life. Second story. My 19 female younger brother 16 male is becoming increasingly hateful towards women. Because of my mom's affair. I would like to seek some advice on how to help my younger brother. Who I think is becoming an angry, depressed kid. Backstory. My parents are in the midst of divorce proceedings. After our mother was found having a prolonged affair last year. My brother was the one to catch them in the act. And I think the responsibility of letting the family know weighed on him a lot. He has told me he is absolutely furious with our mom for doing this to dad and the entire family. And that she's a B-word woman. I understood his feelings and was still similarly angry at her for being so incredibly selfish that she would throw away all of our love just for her own feelings. Recently, my brother's rants have taken a worrying slant. He is now insulting women in general. Calling us all sorts of degrading names. I've overheard him say that women deserve to be raped. While he was gaming. I've called him out on this multiple times, including by pointing out I am a woman too. But he has always assured me that I am not one of them and different. Whatever. That means. And then, does nothing to change. My suggestions of either individual or family therapy to process my mom's cheating and maybe to help him on this issue have been ignored by everyone in the family. Including my elder brother 25 male who is not at home. I am afraid that this is terribly unhealthy and he shouldn't be left alone to fester. I am moving out of state for college soon. I hate to see my brother stay behind and suffer. I've raised this concern to my dad. But he is low-key spiraling into alcoholism and actually agrees with my brother on his views of my mom. I would love some advice as to what else to do. I am not his legal guardian. I can't force him to do something he doesn't want to do. My parents are not helping. He may need professional counseling. He's so young and he doesn't know how to handle his hate and anger in a healthy way. My husband went through this when he was younger. At age 20, his first fiancé left him out of the blue. And ever subsequent girlfriend after cheated on him. Lied to him. For a solid decade, that was every relationship he had. It was years before I knew him, but he also developed a very low opinion of women. degraded and objectified women. Thankfully, he grew past the anger and blame, but it left him very cautious, closed off, and insecure. He had told me after we started dating that if we hadn't worked out, he was giving up on finding love ever again. One of the things his mom tried to teach him while he went through that dark part of his life was that the right woman would come along, and if she did, she wouldn't want a man that had such a low opinion of women, even if she was the exception. I don't know if that helped him at the time or if he simply grew out of it. But even though he doesn't have the anger and hate for women anymore, we are still unpacking baggage that he's been carrying over the years from all the things he's been through. I highly recommend he see a family counselor or therapist to learn how to handle the emotions he's having. Update second story. Just wanted to gather some opinions on what I should do. Since I've left for college, I have tried my best to set aside 20 minutes each day to give my brother a call on Discord FaceTime to check in on how he's doing. He's usually gaming during these sessions and doesn't say too much while I just talk at him. Recently, I missed a few days worth of calls as I needed some time to myself and forgot to update him, my bad. Coincidentally, this was around Halloween and the day after I was horrified to wake up to literally 20 messages from my brother. Going on a rant of summarizing here how I became a SLT like all females. Just look at the hot costume I wore and how it was obvious I just wanted something hard stuffed up my PSSY. Things you literally never want to read from your younger brother. He also commented on the photos I was tagged in on Insta and it was not appropriate. It made me cry and I haven't had the courage to reply to any of these messages. My friends helped to remove the comments from their photos. I just feel like all my effort these few months have gone to waste and I am not sure what to do. How should I deal with the awkward situation that is bound to be when I go home for Thanksgiving? Do I pretend nothing happened just for my dad and grandparents? Maybe during Thanksgiving. Just to be civil. Did you tell your parents anything after the last post? Definitely fill them in on this. Use this as another time to bring up therapy. From a quick look from your other post, it might be time to report child neglect. Your brother is very troubled. Ignoring it is making it worse. I would tell everyone in the family and suggest they get him into counseling. Then I would cut him off until he get fixed. Original poster is not required to serve as the victim of his overwhelming. He's 16. Not 6. You need to tell your parents. This is not your job or responsibility. They are dropping the ball and need to get their shit together. You are not even remotely capable of handling this and you are not his parent. Tell them. Show them everything, let them know you are concerned. Then be civil at family events. If he becomes a problem, Google Gray rocking someone and practice. It's often the only way to handle people like that. You don't have the time, energy or skill set for this, and your only job is to tell your parents what is happening and let them decide if they want to be parents and do their job. Don't set yourself on fire to keep him warm. You have school and a life, you just can't take this on yourself. It will duck with everything and it will be for nothing. Sorry you are dealing with this. I second this. I think it is really important for you to focus on your own mental health while you're in school and also adjusting to the new family dynamics. I know my university offers free mental health services. And I found it really helpful to talk to a therapist when my husband and I are in a tough spot in our relationship. You might want to reach out to a professional to discuss your own mental health. I think you should let your father know what your brother said, and both your brother and father know how it hurt you. I would take a break from communicating with your brother. It shouldn't be your responsibility to hold your brother accountable, especially if he needs daily communication. Last update, second story. Since the New Year's, I've cut my brother off. When I was home for the holidays, I tried talking to him in his room, but he backhanded me and held me down on his bed for I don't know how long. I managed to get him to get off me by begging him to let me check my teeth. I was really, really afraid one was loose. Luckily, it wasn't. I blocked him on all platforms right after I left. I give up. I don't even know what is going on anymore. How can this happen in under a year? I feel like never returning back to this shitty-ass hometown of mine. Just needed a place to vent anonymously. And if anyone knows where I can speak to more people about divorce, this whole mess, please point me to any resources. Thank you. Holy crap. Have you told your parents about this incident? Your brother is dangerous and needs serious counseling. Please speak up to your parents and urge them to do something before he does this to another woman. My mother's out of our lives. My father didn't even want to hear about his truancy and other bad behavior before this. I don't even think he would bother listening now. So the two main adults that needed to step up failed to do so. That's sad. I am sorry, man. This kid is in for a really bad life given his continued aggressiveness. I feel sorry for anyone he will hurt in the future. If his escalations say anything, it's not an if he hurts, but a when. He obviously needs some type of therapy, but it may be a little too late for that. Having over a year of internal torment. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more relationship videos. Keep loving.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.